And so we begin the celebration of the sacred Triduum. Our observance begins with the commemoration of the supper that Jesus shared with his apostles on the night before he died for us. And there are three principal mysteries that are commemorated in this supper: the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, and Jesus' command concerning love expressed through service of others. I would like to tie together all three of these themes by telling you about the greatest gift that my mother and father ever gave me. To be sure, they've given me countless gifts throughout the course of my life: food and shelter, clothing, education, piano lessons, which didn't seem like a gift at first, medicine, discipline, a work ethic, much, much more, even the gift of my life itself. But none of these constitute the greatest gift that they gave me. The most valuable gift that they gave me, the one that will by far make the largest impact on me all my life long, is the understanding of the importance of Holy Mass. And they never lectured me about going to Mass. They didn't sit me down for lessons about what happens at Mass. They simply taught me how important Mass was by making sure that I made it to Mass every Sunday. Attendance at Sunday Mass in my household was not negotiable. When we went camping, we drove to the nearest church to go to Mass on Saturday evening or Sunday morning. If we were traveling, we found out what time Mass would be offered in the place that we were visiting. We made no excuses. Being present at Sunday Mass was of the utmost importance. And because of their insistence on our attendance at Sunday Mass, I fell in love with the Eucharist at an early age. When I was a child, really just beginning to be aware of myself, I learned about what happens every time the Mass is celebrated. As a 5 or 6 year old child, I was utterly amazed that the bread and wine on the altar became the body and blood of Jesus. The same Jesus that walked this earth so many, many, many years ago. The same Jesus that cured all those people. The same Jesus that walked on water. And the same Jesus that died on the cross and broke free from the chains of death. The very same Jesus was here on the altar at every Mass. It made perfect sense to me why the priest and anyone who handled the Eucharist would make absolute certain that not a single crumb of it would drop to the floor, and not a single drop of his blood would fall to the ground. This is Jesus. This is the Lord. This is no longer bread and wine. This is God. And then there was the mind-blowing reality that this gift is given to us. As miraculous as it was simply to be present when bread and wine became the body and blood of Jesus, it was all the more incredible that I could actually receive him into my body and soul. No wonder I stood in awe of the gift that God gave to mere mortal men to be able to celebrate this mystery, that through a man's hands and his words, the breath rushing over his vocal cords, and his intention to do what Jesus did, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he could give this gift to the people of God. I knew when I was very little that the priesthood, which is the second focal point of our mysteries tonight, was a supreme gift, an amazing gift. And God is so good, at that very early age, he planted a desire for that gift in my own heart. But it was never something that I thought I would receive in reality. It's kind of like kids want to be an astronaut or the president. I never really thought that gift would be given. But of course, as time unfolded and I started asking God what he wanted me to do, I could hear that he was calling me to this, that he was allowing this desire that he had planted in my soul at that early age to begin to be realized. And of course, then I started to come to a deeper understanding of the meaning of the Eucharist as I studied to become a priest. Because a priest's life is all about the Eucharist, but not just for his own well-being, his own salvation, his own spiritual upbuilding. His life is all about the Eucharist for you. In fact, I would argue that the only reason that Jesus Christ instituted the sacrament of holy orders, the priesthood, is so that you could receive his body and blood. And by receiving his body and blood, be strengthened for the Christian life and be brought to eternal life. And that's where that third element comes in. That third mystery we celebrate tonight, Jesus' command of selfless love expressed through service. Pondering the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, we realize that its very essential meaning is gift. Gratitude and gift. Because in this sacrament, the gift of Jesus on Calvary is made present here in our midst. Jesus gives himself. He gives his life for you. He gives you his body and blood to be your nourishment, your food and your drink, the strength that you need to live according to his will in whatever your calling and state in life may be. It's gift. And as St. Augustine said, with such insight, when we eat normal food, we make that food part of who we are. When we eat the Holy Eucharist, when we receive the body and blood of Jesus, we become what we eat. Our soul is transformed. Our life is transformed. Our very being is transformed into what we receive, namely, gift. Jesus in the Eucharist, through the hands of the priest given to you, teaches what your life is all about. Gift. Living your life for others. In fact, laying down your life for others. That is what we are all called to. Jesus paved the way, showed us that this is the greatest expression of what it means to be human, to live our life for others. So I'm very thankful that my parents gave me such a great gift in teaching me the value of Holy Mass and fostering within my heart a love for the Eucharist, which led me to a desire to be a priest, through which I have come to understand, maybe just a little bit better, what it means to live for others. I beg forgiveness for the times that I have not lived for others. And I ask for your continued prayers as well, for me, for all priests, for all those in positions of leadership in the church, and for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, that through the mystery that Jesus taught us at the Last Supper, we may come to share in the eternal wedding banquet.